This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people rallied in Pakistan's port city of Karachi protesting the Supreme Court's decision to acquit a Christian woman sentenced to death on blasphemy charges. The rally was organized by a political party, and one of their local leaders demanded the Supreme Court ruling be overturned and the woman executed.
This is our demand, that this lady is hanged publicly because she committed blasphemy. The session court and high courts awarded her the death penalty, but the Supreme Court made the ruling to release her. I think the Supreme Court's decision is against the Quran.
Asia Bibi was arrested in 2009, convicted and sentenced to death in 2010, for insulting the Prophet Muhammad when she offered water to Muslim women. NATO says one U.S. soldier was killed, another wounded in an apparent insider attack in Kabul, Afghanistan's capital. The attack is the latest of the so-called green-on-blue attacks, in which Afghan forces turn their weapons on international soldiers with whom they're working. NATO's Resolute Support Mission said initial reports indicate the attacker was a member of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. The attacker was killed by other Afghan forces. U.S. fighter jets flew over the Western Pacific as a nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier joined Japanese destroyers and a Canadian warship for the biggest combat readiness war game ever staged in and around Japan. Japan and the United States have mobilized 57,000 sailors, marines, and airmen for the biennial exercise, 11,000 more than in 2016. Japan's contingent of 47,000 personnel represents a fifth of the nation's armed forces. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic is the vicious party after nearly 40 years of confrontation with the U.S. AP's Ben Thomas.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's remarks came on the eve of the anniversary of the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, and a day after the Trump administration announced that it was restoring all U.S. sanctions lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. Those sanctions covering Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors take effect Monday. Khamenei says the U.S. has waged military, economic, and propaganda wars against Iran over the last four decades, but has failed to dominate it in the way it did before the 1979 Islamic Revolution that ousted a pro-Western monarchy. He says the U.S. is weaker now than it was in 1979, making Iran the victor. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hundreds of Central American migrants from a 4,000-strong caravan working its way through southern Mexico toward the U.S. border splintered off on their own after broken promises of bus transportation. Caravan organizers have pleaded for buses in recent days after 3 weeks on the road, hitching rides and walking. They are about 1,100 kilometers south of the U.S. border. U.S. President Trump ordered American troops to the Mexican border in response to the caravans. More than 7,000 troops have been told to deploy to the states of Texas, Arizona, and California. Mr. Trump plans to sign an order next week that could lead to large-scale detentions of migrants crossing the southern border and bar anyone caught crossing illegally from claiming asylum. As the U.S. national elections approach, early voting is surpassing totals from the so-called midterm elections 4 years ago. AP's Tim McGuire.
More than 30 million people have already cast ballots in 48 states, at least 2 million more than early and absentee ballots cast in 2014. And some states are getting close to their pre-election day votes from 2016. Just over a third of registered voters went to the polls in 2014, while the last presidential election drew more than 60%. Forecasters aren't saying this year's totals will reach that mark, but it could be around half, a level not hit in the midterms since the 1960s. I'm Tim McGuire.
Voters cast their ballots in the French territory of New Caledonia and South Pacific in an independence referendum. The results are not yet known, but indications are that the territory will vote to remain part of the France or part of France, which claimed the archipelago in the mid-19th century. New Caledonia has more than 174,000 registered voters from its population of about 270,000. Its economy is supported by $1.5 billion in French subsidies each year, and many fear the economy could collapse without France's payments. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.